know what I came to do. What's going on? Welcome to the Tariq Elite Radio Show, and my name is Mr. Tariq Elite, also known as Tariq Nasheed, ready to spit some of that hot fire, ready to chop up game like I do. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. If you're not already following me, you should be following me, people. If you're not. And also follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. Ladies and gentlemen. And the phone number for the show is 818-850-5404. That's where you can call in and chop up game. I'm going to take a few calls on today's show. Not too many, but I want to take a few calls and chop up game with the fam. And we're going to take a real quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after these messages. 5links.net/Blackstar Enterprise. Ladies and gentlemen, that is your one-stop shop for all of your essential products and services, which range from affordable healthcare insurance and other healthcare alternatives. They also have business enhancements, energy security, home phone and cell phone services, as well as TV and internet services and much more. Go to 5links.net/Blackstar Enterprise, and under the products tab, that's where you can get the most out of all of the essential products that's on the site.
You're now tuning into the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
What's up, family? Welcome back to the Tariq Elite Radio Show, and I am Mr. Tariq Elite. Don't forget, man, y'all need to go check out Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3 at HiddenColorsFilm.com, just in case you haven't purchase the Hidden Colors DVDs. And ladies and gentlemen, you need to go get that Fresh Fly gear at TariqElite.com. That is the website, TariqElite.com, ladies and gentlemen. Now we're going to get into some game on today's show. We're going to talk about hard choosing and soft choosing. That's what we're going to talk about on today's show. Hard choosing and soft choosing. Before I get into that, real quick, there's a story going around. There was a comedian, Hannibal Buress, I think that's his name. He was making jokes about Bill Cosby. And a lot of media outlets are running with this story with Bill Cosby. You know, Bill Cosby has been accused of raping women, like 13 women said that he raped them. And it's very interesting that these media outlets are now putting these rape stories out, because for a long time, you know, he's been accused of this stuff for over the years, but it's been buried and kept quiet. And what happened was, when Bill Cosby started to basically alienate himself from many people in the black community, you know, Bill Cosby, for the last like decade or so, he's been on this tirade about black folks need to do this and black folks need to stop acting a certain way. This whole finger waving thing at the black community. That's been Bill Cosby's thing for at least the last 10 years. And he's alienated himself with a lot of people within the African American community. So a lot of people are like, you know, he's out there on his own right now. No, a lot of black folks are not co-signing him like they used to. And, you know, I got a lot of respect for Bill. He's done a lot of things for, you know, the black community, black organizations, but you know, he has rubbed a lot of people the wrong way with the whole finger-waving thing. Now, the white supremacists, they love that. They love when a black person is reprimanding other black people. They'll promote that all day. Not because they like what the person is saying. They just will let them, the black person, spew white supremacist talking points for them. And it's not like they're going to give that person a pass who's saying it, because now that Bill Cosby has alienated himself from many people in the African-American community, now they're putting these rape stories out because now he doesn't have backup. So this is why I always talk about how important it is not to start that throwing other black people thing under the bus as if you're going to get some type of brownie points from the dominant society, because they will always use that thing against you. Just wanted to throw that out there. We got to be very strategic, and not, we got to stop going for the same okie doke year after year, over and over again. We go for the same BS and fall for it every time, and the white supremacists sit back winking at each other, giggling. What's up? Who's calling?
It's Johnny, man.
What's up, Johnny? Where you calling from?
Dayton, Ohio, brother. What's going on?
I'm good, man. How you doing tonight, Johnny?
Man, I can't complain, man. Just sitting here reading about this possible non-indictment on Darren Wilson.
Yeah, man, it's getting crazy, man. They're setting it up to not indict the brother, man. Not the brother, but the dude, Darren Wilson. It looks like they might let him go. So it's really time to circle the wagons, man. And we got to be in a position where we can start economically punishing people.
Yes,
we
got
to get that. That's why economics, it has to be Trump tight at this point. If Darren Wilson is not prosecuted, forget all that Black Friday and Black Monday and all that. The black folks out there in Ferguson should shut down every non-black business. I mean, they all should
go out of
business.
That's what I'm on, man. I'm not necessarily, you know, calling for separation and all that, you know, as far as total segregation. But look, they don't want us in the system, so why do we keep on trying to get ourselves in? It's almost like, you know, like if you get on the game side of things, you're talking to a chick, and she shows no interest in you, but yet you keep coming at it. But eventually that turns into stalking. You feel me?
Yeah, and the thing
is, so I feel like, you know, in a way, we kind of stalking the dominant society.
Yeah.
Why not just turn around like everybody else does, build their own, and then we can talk and we can let the money talk.
Yeah.
Other than that, we don't have no valid argument.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, man, thanks for the call, fam. But my man made a good point, man. We're already segregated. We're already segregated. The black community is already segregated. I mean, there's nobody can really define what integration is. We're already segregated. We're just dependent. We're segregated and dependent. See, back in the so-called first era of Jim Crow, we were segregated, but we were still somewhat dependent on our own. We were independent. We didn't really need the dominant society for every little thing. We had our own thing. Now, we're still segregated, but now we're just totally dependent and weaker than ever. So we're literally worse off than we were in Jim Crow. But I digress, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, let's get into some game. I want to chop up some game. All the heavy stuff, I'm gonna take care of that when I go on tour. I'm going to go on a lecture tour pretty soon and start chopping up some real good stuff about that. But let's get into some game, ladies and gentlemen. Today I want to talk about hard choosing and soft choosing. Hard choosing and soft choosing. Now, some of y'all want to know, like, what the hell is that? What's hard choosing? What's soft choosing? What does that mean? What the hell does that mean? Well, hard choosing, when we're talking about dating and going out and campaigning, because a lot of cats are going out campaigning, putting their bid in, and you want to know how to really handle things in a progressive way. Let me change my Mac and music up so I can really, there you go, let me get on something real Mac-ish so I can spit from the hip. Now see, sometimes in the game, women will choose real hard and sometimes women will choose soft. That means that you're going to have to work a little longer for the choose when they choose soft. You got to really dig deep into the intent of the woman. You got to spit a little harder. And you got to spit a little longer. And you got to be a little more persistent, but not thirsty. When you get a soft choose, you got to be a little more persistent. And just because you got to be a little more persistent with figuring out if a woman is choosing, if she's giving you soft choose vibes, that's not a bad thing. You just got to campaign a little longer. If you're out and about and you're meeting women, you don't know if you're really being chosen or not. That's a very important thing for guys to understand, because a lot of times we get chosen real hard and then we get used to being chosen real hard, and we think everybody's supposed to choose hard and we don't know how to deal with a soft choose. I'm going to go deep into that in a minute. So a lot of times, cats ignore a soft choose when a woman is choosing you softly. Because see, a lot of times, a lot of cats out here want women to do all the work. And it's up to you guys to pick up on the signs. And again, like I said, if you're getting a soft choose where you don't know whether the woman is choosing you or not, you got to choose it, or you got to campaign a little longer. Not harder, but you got to campaign longer. Now, longer and harder, those are two different things. Understand this. longer and harder are two different things. Just because you're doing something hard, that can backfire on you. And just because you're doing something long, that can backfire on you as well. But when it comes to campaigning and spitting, and somebody's choosing you, and if you want to figure out if they're definitely choosing, you might have to campaign a little longer. Not harder, because sometimes if you start spitting too hard, you're going to trip yourself up and talk yourself up out the game. So you might have to just put a little more time into peeping the woman's game out. And see, the hard stuff you put, you do the hard work on yourself. You work hard on getting yourself together, family. You work hard on getting your mouthpiece crisp. You work hard on getting your body and your health in order. You work hard on getting your mind right. You work hard on getting your clothing and your tools right. You work hard on getting your money in order. And you save all the hard work for yourself. Now, when you put all the hard work into yourself, you present your game to the ladies who's choosing. You get out there and you're in chosen mode. You want to get chosen. And the women are going to choose on all the hard work you put in yourself. That's going to show. The hard work you put into yourself, that's going to shine through. And you allow the women to choose up on that. And the choosing is going to be a hard choose, which means a very blatant choose. Or it's going to be a soft choose, whereas it's a choose that you're going to have to figure out whether you're being chosen or not. And like I said, sometimes you're going to have to make your presentation a little bit longer. Because see, a lot of times when cats out here campaigning, they end up trying to oversell themselves. And that has the opposite effect. You're talking yourself up too much and now you're looking desperate. You're coming across being thirsty. You don't want to have that vibe. You don't want to be thirsty and desperate. Let me get a call real quick before I continue, family. What's going on? Who's calling?
What's up, Flex? This from Hill calling from Kalamazoo, Michigan. What's good with you,
fam? I'm good, man. How you doing, man? What's on your mind?
Nothing much, man. Hey, I got a quick situation, man. I'm dealing with this chick. We not too serious, but I tell her not to buy me stuff, but she always buy me stuff. So what can I do to, you know, kind of stop her from buying me stuff? Because I don't want her to get too attached, and then, you know, I can get to the curb and she gets too mad.
Oh, well, shit, dude, you should enjoy that. If she's buying you stuff, man, that's a great thing, because that's her showing how cooperative she is. So I don't even see what the problem would be with that. What do you think the problem is with her buying you stuff? That's a good thing.
I was talking to it, you know, with a couple of my other homies, and, you know, we was kind of talking about it, and they was like, well, if she keep buying you stuff, and then one day she want to kick it with you and you say you don't want to kick it with her, she would be like, well, give me all my stuff I bought you.
Don't even look at it in terms like that. You're listening to your friends and them niggas sound like simps, man. They don't understand the game. You're in a different league. And that's another thing, man. When you're doing something and you winning, stop listening to simp advice. Because when simps see you winning, they give you some of their sabotaging ass bullshit non-winning advice to put you in the loser circle. Right now, you winning, dude. You got somebody who's choosing heavy, choosing hard, bringing tangibles to the table to let you know how down she is, and your bum-ass friends got you thinking that's the wrong thing. Because the thing is, them niggas got that trick spirit where they got to spend money to control the women. You understand? So when a woman is spending money on you, you think you're out of control. But no, you're 100% in control right now. Don't get that twisted. Don't worry about somebody taking some shit from you. You dig? Charge it to the game. That's one of my favorite sayings. If they take it, charge that shit to the game. But what's she going to do with it? You dig what I'm saying? Well, clothes.
Yeah,
she going to get you clothes, and by the time she bounces, she's going to take some clothes that's probably outdated. Hell, I done wore them. I was flying those clothes. Deuces with you in the clothes. You dig? So, my man, you winning right now. So, don't worry about the woman getting attached. She ain't tripping. How's she getting her money? What's she do?
She got a square job. She worked out in I think she worked out at this fitness center.
Okay, what's she look like? She like an older chick or something?
No. Actually, she's like a year older than me. I'm 25 right now. She's 26.
What's she look like? She in shape?
Yeah. Yep, she's in shape.
Okay.
Cute, light skin, brown, little bubble on her.
Okay. Yeah, dude, you winning. How regularly do you hit that?
I say twice a week.
Okay. And is she in any other relationship, or is it just you and her?
It's just me and her. What normally happened is she hit me up on a text on Facebook and say, hey, you know, what's going on? Can I come through? And I just go ahead and let her come through.
Okay. And so technically it's not your girlfriend. It's just a chick you like. Y'all have a little good time smashing, and she's buying stuff
right.
And choosing. Okay. You do.
Right.
You winning. I mean, I'm trying to see, why would you want to change that?
I mean, the truth is, I got a couple other females on the side.
There you go.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Okay, there you go. Now, let's get to the root and the nitty-gritty of it. Okay, so what you want to do is that you're still in your player stage, and you don't want her to get her too attached. But this is the thing. Don't worry about the woman getting attached. She knows you got other breezies on the side. That's why she's choosing harder. She knows you're dealing with other chicks. She knows that. Even on a subconscious level. That's why she's like, look, I can bring pussy and I can go to the mall and get you some shit too. So she's just trying to step it up a little bit. It's a competition thing that women have with each other. That's between her and the other unseen women that she subconsciously knows that you're dealing with. You feel me?
Right. I feel you. And also, I was down in Ferguson when you was down there, man. Much respect for that.
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed, man. But, man, let me know how everything goes out with old girl, man. All right?
All right. Good luck.
Much respect. All right. Man, fellas, y'all got to know when you're winning, dude. Fellas, you got to know when you're winning. That's the topic of the show. A hard choose. She's choosing hard. See, a lot of times, man, dudes are so used to bum-ass chicks. Dudes are so used to ratchets. Dudes are so used to scuttlebucket-ass project chicks. Everybody from the project thinks scuttlebucket, by the way. But dudes are so used to dealing with loser-ass weed-head chicks. You get a chick, cool little job, nice-looking chick, as he described, who's breaking bread. Nigga think that's a problem. Nigga, you're winning. Kick your feet up and enjoy the choosing. It ain't like you getting over on her. She's choosing to bring stuff to the table. That's cool in the game. You're supposed to do that. You got you a down-ass chick. Wallow in that, fella. Sometimes the game can be so good, it'll fuck you up. Sometimes the game is so good, it throws dudes off. Because the thing is, the game gets so good, you think that, okay, there's no longer a challenge. No, the challenge is maintaining that. The challenge is maintaining the situation you're in. That's the challenge. Because the thing is, you start taking that good choosing for granted. Another fly nigga who sees how choosy she is and see how thorough she is, he's going to start putting his bid in. If you see she's flying, she's choosing like that and bringing tangibles like that to the table, the next dude is going to peep that out too. And he's going to start campaigning. And then you're going to be ass out. But I digress. But like I was saying earlier, ladies and gentlemen, there is a downside to campaigning longer. Because like I said, you want to campaign long, but you don't want to campaign too long. Because a lot of times, dudes will campaign longer because they're trying to figure out the right thing to say. And then they start rambling. And that's what you don't want to do, family. That's what you don't want to do. If you campaign longer, that means you have to say all the right things when you're campaigning longer. You got to say all the right things, and your mouthpiece has to be sharp like a laser beam. You got to be real crisp with it if you're campaigning longer. And that means just having a real smooth conversation. You have to keep the conversation going along smooth. And when the conversation is going smooth, you're going to win. But let me give you some examples of hard choosing and soft choosing. For people who are confused about the concept of hard choosing and soft choosing. A woman who is soft, hard choosing. A woman who is hard choosing, fellas. That's the kind of woman you out and about, you at the club. And the woman will just walk up to you straight up and down like, hey, what's your name? Well, my name is Carol. That's a hard choose. It's a very aggressive choose. She's a very straightforward type of female. That's a hard choose. Or if a female says, hey, I'm about to leave, but can I get your number, or can I give you my number? Because some women will do that. I've been out and about, and women just say, hey, look, I'm about to leave. Let me give you my number. I saw you. I just wanted to give you my number. That's hard choosing. Or if a woman you out at a club or a bar, a woman just sit next to you and just strikes up a random conversation. That's hard choosing. Or if you're out and about and a woman says, hey, can I buy you a drink? That has happened to me before. Some of my players, that has happened to them too. A woman just walks up and say, hey, can I buy you a drink? A lot of folks, a lot of dudes ain't used to that. There's women out here who choose hard like that and buy you drinks. That's hard choosing. Now, another version of hard choosing that a lot of cats miss is when a female will get her friend to choose for her. Like if she's out with another woman and a female will have her friend walk up to you and say, hey, excuse me, my friend wanted to get your number. My players, has that happened to you before? That happens to me. A girl walks up to you and say, hey, my friend wants to buy you a drink. Or my friend wants to meet you. She's sitting over there. That's a nice hard choose. And that's a hard choose without seeming too aggressive. Because see, a lot of times women, they don't want to seem too aggressive because aggressiveness is synonymous with masculinity a lot of times. So a lot of women don't want to seem like they're taking on the masculine role, but they still want to choose. And they want to choose hard. They don't want to do the soft choosing. They want to let a dude know, hey, I'm trying to fuck with you. But they want to do it in a very straightforward way, but still seem very feminine and dainty and non-aggressive. So they'll get their friend to do it, which I love that. I love that. That's a great way of women hard choosing. Your success rate with a woman who has chosen by proxy through her friend, that's going to be a pretty good deal. The success rate is going to be pretty high with her. And it's also good when you know one of the females. That's even better. I knew this female who's an actress, well-known black actress in Hollywood. And I knew her, but she had another friend who was an actress that I didn't know. Real fine chick, by the way. And we were out and about at like this restaurant bar. And the woman that I knew was like, hey, Tariq, my friend over there wanted to meet you. She wanted to introduce herself to you and, you know, you want to come over to the table and talk to her? And me and the girl, the young lady, we chopped it up and, you know, we had a good time. See, that was hard choosing. And the fact that she had her friend do it for her, that means she's invested her friends into the choose, which makes it double hard. Her friends are invested in the choose. Whereas a lot of times when women are out and about, they designate a female friend to be a cock blocker. There's one female friend who's the cock blocker of the group. She's supposed to feel niggas away from everybody. But if they get the ones in the crew to choose for them, that's a very strong choose. And fellas got to know how to roll with that. And again, that's a good choose because women, again, don't want to seem too aggressive. They still want to be that soft, dainty, feminine female when they're choosing dudes. Now, there's some soft choosing out there. And let me explain what soft choosing is. And I've talked about this on the show before. When females are soft choosing, guys got to know how to pick up on that. Soft choosing is basically you're out and about, you're at a bar, female walks by, and she smiles at you. That's soft choosing. That's soft choosing. She's letting you know I'm available. In some cases, sometimes you might just see a friendly, grinning ass chick. I've seen that before. I was at a club in Hawaii one time, and there was this real cute chick, and she was grinning at me. I'm like, okay, she's choosing. I'm trying to talk to her. She's sounding dingy as hell. And I just noticed that her ass just walking around the club with this goofy fucking smile on her face. She's just a grinning ass chick. I'm like, oh, okay, she ain't really choosing. This is just a goofy chick at the club. But again, that's a unique situation. When a woman is out and about and if they're smiling at you, usually that's a soft way of them choosing. And you got to act on that. You got to know how to pick up on that and then start putting your bid in without seeming too thirsty. Another version of soft choosing is when a woman is giving you repeated eye contact. That's very important to pick up on, and I've talked about that several times on the show. Repeated eye contact that's a nice soft way of choosing. Because see, the thing is, when women are out and about and they're not interested in a dude, they will go out of their way to avoid eye contact. Women will look all over the place without looking at a dude if they're not interested. They ain't looking at his ass at all. They're not going to even look in your direction, let alone look you in the eye if they ain't interested. So women knows, they know how to avoid eye contact. Let me get a call real quick in between game. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up, Tyreek?
What's up?
What's going on, man? It's your boy, Charlie Brown, man. What's going on, man?
Charlie Brown. Where you calling from, Charlie?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
There you go, man. What's on your mind, Charlie?
Man, right now, man, listen, man, right now I'm starting a new life, man. I just graduated from Rutgers University. I'm from New Jersey. I'm originally from New Jersey, but I moved to Atlanta, Georgia to start a new life.
Yes.
And, you know, I feel like I missed out a lot. You know,
Why you feel like you've missed out on a lot?
Like, I feel like, you know, I just feel like I missed out on parties and, you know, doing my thing, being the, you know, the player and stuff like that.
Now, how old are you?
And I heard, like, the ratio is crazy, you feel me?
Now, how old are you?
For me, I'm 23.
Oh, damn, do you? What you missed out on, dude? How you miss? You ain't missed out on nothing. You're only 23. I'm thinking you about to tell me you 45 or some shit, dude.
I just graduated. I'm the first to graduate to get a bachelor's degree in my family, you know.
Dude, you did the right thing, dude. What the fuck did you miss out on? Some ratchet ass chicks up in the club with hydrogel booties? That's a dime a dozen. You ain't missed nothing, dude. That degree is important. You got your education, you got your degree. Now you can get a career going. Now you can party and bullshit. You didn't miss nothing. We got to get off that black folks thinking that the club is some shit to miss. Dude, the club ain't shit. It's some shit to do when you done handling business. We make clubbing the business. You dig? We move to certain cities just to party and club. Fuck that, dude. You party and club. I like clubbing and partying after I get shit done. I'm done with handling business, I party fucking hardy sometimes. But you did exactly what you're supposed to do. You dig? Fronting for these raggedy motherfuckers in the club ain't shit. I'm telling you. That's a waste of your time right there. That's some shit you do when you're done handling business. Don't trip on no club and partying. Them raggedy motherfuckers ain't going nowhere. Dude, I'm damn near, I'm 70 years old, 65, 70, I'm old. I can still go to the club right now and pull fly young ass tenderonis and skeezers, goddammit. They ain't going nowhere as long as your shit is fly. My shit has been fly for decades. I can pull anytime I want. Your shit is going to be fly. You can pull anytime you want. You feel me?
Yeah.
All right, man.
I appreciate that, man.
Thank you for the call. The fuck? Y'all got to stop thinking y'all missing something with these raggedy-ass clubs, man. The club ain't shit. You go in there, have a good time, mack to some of them ratchets, and go about your business and go back to handling and getting your money. Them women ain't going nowhere. Well, the club is just a bunch of ratchets and flossy niggas. For the most part, you got some decent people there. I'm not shitting on everybody who goes to the club. I'm not. Everybody in the club ain't, you know, I'm not shitting on you. But for the most part, you can find diamonds in the rough. But the club is for ratchet chicks and dusty niggas and flossing niggas and, you know, wannabe models. And you go in there, get your freak in and bounce. Nothing too serious. We got to stop taking the club so damn serious. That's why right now we're talking about how to handle yourself in the club. When you're in the club, spit, get what you need to get, and then bounce. But don't put too much stock in it. Don't overthink the club. Don't overthink it. Because that's my thing. When you're out and about, I'm talking, because we're talking about getting chosen, but this is in your leisure time. We're talking about on a leisure level, when you're done handling your business and you're out and about in clubs and bars and it's time to get chosen. This is leisure time. That's why earlier I stated you got to work on getting your money together. You work on getting yourself together. You work hard on getting yourself together. So when you go off in the clubs and the bars, you ain't working that hard. You might have to work a little longer, but you ain't working that hard as far as putting your game down, because you shouldn't. You're supposed to get chosen. You step off in the spot, your shit is supposed to be so fly that you are getting chosen. That's what I'm talking about. And you get your shit fly by handling your business like that gentleman did who just called, getting your degree, getting your money together, getting your shit together. So when you walk off in the spot, you're fly. Now motherfuckers are choosing you. Let me get one more call before I finish what I was saying. Hey, what's up? Who's calling?
What's up, King Fat?
Hey, man, how you doing, man? What's going on with you?
Hey, I'm chilling out here. This is King J in Houston, Texas.
King J, how you doing, man? What's on your mind?
Hey, I had a quick question. I'm dealing with this little situation with a female I've been off and on with for about 3.5 years.
That's a long time. How come y'all been off and on for 3 years?
Because I've been doing my own thing. Haven't really tried to commit to her.
Okay.
And she's been doing her own thing too.
With other dudes, okay. Own thing, man, yeah. I've been fucking other people. Let's just keep that 100. When people say I'm doing my own thing, that's the code word for I'm fucking other people. So are you trying to So what's the situation with this young lady who's fucking other people like you?
Yeah. Right now, she wants to be with me. She wants a relationship with me. She has a 5-year-old boy, and he's sick right now. He has cancer. He's battling cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. She comes from like an East African culture, so she's very cultural. And my father's from West Africa too.
Okay.
So we both share that in common.
Okay.
Right now,
it sounds like, man, she needs like some financial support at this point. You know, she needs financial support. That's what she's campaigning for. She's out. She then came over here, did her little ratchet thing, fucking with these dudes. And
she was born here.
Oh, okay.
She was born here. Yeah.
But
she gets all the financial support she needs from her family. Like they literally take care of her. Like, only thing she had to worry about doing is going to school. She's about to go back for her master's degree. I graduated my bachelor's last August.
Now, how old is this chick?
She's 20. She'll be 27 next month.
Okay, and the thing is, was she married before?
No, she's never been married.
And that's the thing.
She had with an ex. She was never married.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Those East African families, they don't like that. Them girls, their daughters having babies out of wedlock and all that. So she's on that rebellious shit. You dig?
Yeah.
She's on that.
Yeah, she's been on that for a minute. She's most definitely been on that for a minute.
A lot of those East African girls, even if they're not from East Africa, their parents are. Like those Eritrean and Ethiopian girls, they come over here and act a goddamn fool. Or they get, when they get older, they get away from their parents and start turning the hell up. And all that. So, you know, she's been in that.
I mean, she did a lot of that when she was younger, though. She did that from, like, I mean, she's always been on that. But
yeah.
I think in the last couple of years, she's trying to get her mind right, you know. She's starting to realize that with her kid and his condition.
No. Understand this. No, she ain't realizing nothing. The game is making her realize that. Because now that she's getting older, the same shit ain't gonna work for you to be out here as the 30-something year old ratchet chick. The game makes them realize that. See, that's the thing. A lot of guys say, well, she's starting to wake up and realize, no, she's getting pushed out of the game. And that's what a lot of them want to start settling down.
It's like natural selection, you right?
Exactly, because if she can still get out there and get chosen like some of those chicks younger than her, she'd still be out there doing it. Now there's a crop of younger females out there that's getting more attention than her who don't have a kid. So now there's more women out here there who's more desirable than her. So she starts to say, hey, shit, the game is slowing down for me a little bit. Let me go back into my Rolodex and find those good niggas I shitted on.
I think she's still getting chose, but I think the quality of dudes just like pushing up on her.
She's getting chose to fuck. She's getting niggas are trying to hit it. Yeah. She's getting
She's just getting a bunch of niggas trying to smash.
Right.
And like, I guess I'm like the only guy who's really trying to like get to know her on that level.
Yeah.
Or I've been like interested in her in something other than sex. So, I mean, I don't know. Like,
well, right now,
do you think it's worth me pursuing a relationship with or what?
I would say no. I would say no because, again, I don't like to go backwards. My thing is I don't like to go backwards in relationships and all that, and there's a reason why y'all not together. And then when somebody that you're not with, they get back in the game, then all of a sudden they come crawling back to you. They usually come back wounded. They come back crawling to you when shit ain't right no more. And I don't.
I wouldn't say she's calling back because we never was really together like that. We've just been fooled like all this time.
But you wanted.
And we just talked.
But no, she wanted. She knows that you wanted to get with her on a, on an intimate level. But the thing is, you know, you might have. Did you? How many times did you hit it? How many times you hit it?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I hit it several times. But I mean, I've been smashing other girls too.
Right.
And obviously she's been dealing with other dudes, but it's like we've been maintaining a relationship on, you know, a sexual level, intellectual, emotional, all that. You feel me?
Well, the thing is, I would say, you know her better than me. You know the young lady, but I'm just looking at it on paper. Because again, she might have a great personality, might be bubbly, might be sweet, and there might be some things that I don't know. But I'm just like, when I'm looking, I'm like a sports team owner. Team owners, right. They look at the paperwork. What does this motherfucker look like on paper? Am I going to keep Kobe or Shaq? Now, on Shaq, it's the public persona. People love Shaq. They love Shaq. He great advertisement, great endorsements. But as far as the paperwork on that field, on the basketball court, we're going to keep Kobe. You dig? And that's how I look at it. I look at it like a team owner. And what does she look like on paper? Because people can say things and smile and be bubbly and cute in the moment and make you say, oh, I like this person. They're very likable. But as far as them being on the team, their paperwork ain't in order, family. You understand that? So I want you to think about that. I just want you to think about that. And again, it might be a situation that you might need to fuck with because your shit might not be all that popping and y'all might just be right for each other. But look at what she is on paper, not from on some emotional shit. On paper, would it make sense for you to be in a relationship with this woman? This one, she's 27 years old.
I looked at her on paper. My dad, he's not really. He don't co-sign it. He don't co-sign it at all.
Yeah,
I'm kind of like leaning towards him, but I'm still on the fence. And I know you always said go with your instinct.
Yeah,
but at the same time. You always said don't be too quick to charge, because I went through that phase too. I was charging every chick who wasn't coming with 100% cooperation or just little stuff. I was charging them for that, but I'm trying to find that balance. So, and this is a chick I really cut for, like, for to an extent I trust her. You know, I don't trust any female 100%, but I trust her a little bit more than other chicks I've dealt with, because the level of, you know, communication we maintain. And like, she told me a lot of stuff. I told her a lot of stuff. And
like what?
You know, I don't know. What? I don't know, man. Just, I mean, she told him, like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to get into it on air, but
I'm playing this Key Sweat for your ass right now, nigga, because that's what you sound like. Nigga, you sound like you cupcaking like a motherfucker right now, my dude.
You say what?
Man, you sound like you cupcaking right now. I smell some simping going through this phone right now.
I'm not gonna lie, I got some simp in my blood. I'm trying to purge it.
I'm about to purge that shit up out of you, man. Get that shit out of your system. Charge that chick to the game, man. Enjoy the ass and charge her to the game, man. All right, man. Get off the phone, player. Thank you for the call, man. All right. Okay, I was trying to give my man the benefit of the doubt for a second. I was trying my best to give him the benefit of the doubt. Then the simping just, he's simping, man. This nigga done got one of these cute East African chicks, because a lot of them are very cute. She done gave this nigga some of that East African ass, and he's sprung. And he's letting a lot of ratchetness slide. That's all that is. And I can't co-sign that. His dad ain't co-signing it. He's looking for somebody to co-sign his simpery, and ain't nobody doing that. Nobody's doing that. Anyway, let me finish what I was talking about as far as women soft choosing. This is what I'm talking about as far as women soft choosing. Now, other ways that women will soft choose you, fellas, when you're out and about, women will accidentally bump into you. You walk in and she's like, oh, excuse me. That's her way of kind of choosing without seeming too aggressive. Another way of women soft choosing is when they'll like you're sitting down somewhere, you're in a VIP or you're in a bar, and they repeatedly walk by you. They keep walking by you. That's a way of choosing. Years ago, a girl that I dated, I met her in a club, and she kept walking by me. And I wasn't really paying attention, but she walked by me about 3 times because I was sitting down in a certain section. I was at a club called The Gate up in Hollywood. The Gate used to be on La Cienega, over by the Beverly Center, for those who remember. And it got to the point where she just walked up to me and said, "Look, I done walked by you like 3 times. You ain't said nothing." So she was soft choosing. I wasn't picking up on it. So she just started hard choosing. And me and the girl got along great. We dated for about a year. So we had a real cool relationship. But that's one way women do. They'll walk by repeatedly to kind of get your attention. And another way that women will soft choose, they will dance up on you. That's another way of soft choosing. Now, you got to understand this as well. Sometimes women will dance up on you or dance around you just for the attention. They like booty popping and twerking in the club just for the attention. So you got to watch out for that. But there are a lot of women who will start dancing up on you or dancing around you as a way of soft choosing. Now, understand this, fellas. There are some unique situations where sometimes women choose a little too hard, and that should create some red flags, especially if the female is really, really fine. If there's a real fine female, like almost unusually fine, and she's choosing unusually hard, sometimes, fellas, that might be a red flag, and you gotta kind of be cautious of that. Because, see, the thing is, real fine, fine women don't have to be too aggressive with their choosing. Because they're used to people, you know, can dudes kind of coming up to them and they can just throw out a soft choose and dudes are still holler. So a lot of really, 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 really fine women don't have to aggressively choose dudes. So a lot of times if you see a real fine female aggressively choosing, something might be up with that. I know we were down in Miami and... We were down in Miami. We were driving to a club. Some females, we parked. And some other females who parked next to us, these two Latina chicks, real fine Latina chicks. They're like, "Hey, where y'all going?" Like, "We're going to this club over here." "Oh, cool. You cute. And what's your name? And where you guys from?" And they were, you know, choosing. I'm like, "Okay, let me roll with it. Let me see what they're talking about." And they're talking, and the choosing was real hard. "You're cute." It was too many "you're cute." So I'm like, "Okay, I'm a cool looking brother, but it's going a little overboard here." "Then what are you doing later? Hey, what y'all doing?" I'm like, "Okay." I'm like, wait a minute. Then I said, let me put my ego aside. I said, "Wait a minute. How much?" And she started grinning. She's like, "Well, $500 for me and my girlfriend." I'm like, "Okay, have a nice night." I'm like, these motherfuckers out here hoeing. They were driving around. They were doing some drive-by hoeing. I've never seen drive-by hoeing before. Until I went to Miami. That's the first time I seen drive-by hoeing. They was in a car, got out their car, and started hoeing. I ain't never seen that shit before. That's how wide open Miami is. But again, that type of choosing, there's a red flag to that. Also, another situation I was in Atlanta back in the day. I was in Atlanta in the 90s. And the choosing was real heavy in Atlanta. You can go around Atlanta and you know, meet some real fly women. They would choose hard and they would give you some soft choosing, hard choosing. So that was kind of a normal thing. And we were over at the Underground Atlanta. And I think I talked about this on the show before. I met a real fine chick at the Underground Atlanta because that was the campaign spot. You go out there and campaign at the Underground Atlanta. You pick up on a couple of little skeezers. And I saw this one chick who was real fly, like on that fly potential Claire Huxtable fly ass sister. I think she was like 22. I was around the same age too, so. And she was like, "Hey, how you doing? What's your name?" I'm like, "Well, god damn it, my name is damn Tariq. What's your name? Since we dealing with names, let's get all these names going. What's your mama name? I want to know everybody's name in your family. Shit, you fine as hell." You know, she's choosing. I'm like cooperating with the choose. So we're talking. She's like, "What you doing later? We should hook up later." I'm like, hell yeah, we should hook up. She's like, "You got a number?" I'm like, "Hell, you hear my pager?" You know, we had pagers. Like, "Yeah, I want you to beat me. She's like, I'm gonna beep you later. Real sexy, I'm gonna beep you. I'm like, ooh, I'm gonna get beeped by you. I was real excited. And this motherfucker was fine. I'm like, damn, I'm a boss. I was walking around with my chest out. I was the cock of the walk. I was walking around like a player from the Himalayas. Waiting on old girl to hit me up. Bragging to my friends. I'm like, yeah, nigga, fuck all these other ratchets. These ratchets are beneath me now. I just got chosen up on a dime, niggas. I just got chosen up on a dime. Now I'm about to go buy some of these incense out here at Five Points and go put them up in the apartment so I can get it popping when old girl called me, because I'm going to have her come over and we're going to do the do. So later on that night, I get a page. Beep, 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 beep. From this strange number with the 404 area code. I'm like, oh, it's old girl from the underground. Let me hop on that home phone, call up. Hey, what's up? It's Tariq. Hey, this Lisa. We met at underground. I'm like, yeah, Lisa, what's up? So let's, about tonight. So I'm about to give her my address. So I'm like, so let's still hook up. The address is, she's like, yeah, I want to invite you to this church revival that we have. We're fellowshipping to people. And nigga, my heart sunk. I'm like, this motherfucker, I mean, she's a holy chick and I'm mad. This raggedy motherfucker tricked me with her sexuality, goddammit. I'm thinking I'm about to smash her ass trying to get me to give some praise. This motherfucker straight was out here fellowshipping for her church. I'm like, ain't this a bitch? So that let me know, red flag choosing, don't get too excited about that, because there's always a catch. And this motherfucker was so fine, I damn near went to church with her ass. That's how fine she was. I'm like, well, shit, maybe if I go to church, I get some of that pussy afterwards. I'm like, nah, I mean, stop. But again, we got to understand red flag choosing now. If they're too fine choosing too hard, we got to kind of look at that. But don't get tripped out when a real fine woman is choosing up on you, because if your shit is together, they're supposed to do that. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. My name is Tariq Elite. I'm out of here. Join me this Sunday on Ustream. Ladies and gentlemen, I will holla.